vertex pyramids working upon each other, creating an internal kinesis. This force is known as kundal, or circulatory movement, not coiled up movement, or serpent movement. Because it's circulatory and it's pyramidal in action, it tends to fly out like darts. But it's synchronized with sound. That's the phenomenon behind it. It's not synchronized to light. We are synchronized to sound. Now, chanting, basically from one level, only means to utilize sound by repetition. Conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. When we use sound now in terms of therapy, which we call as sound therapy, and try to make basic changes in the body, then we have to understand how these forces move in the body and where to affect them. The words we use in the chant have to do with certain empathic feelings, certain tendencies, and the meanings are very subtle in order to make basic changes within ourselves. There are three ways to do a chant. One, we sing together. Two, we alternate with the voices. That is, one group comes in, and the next group comes in. Like if we say, Om, 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 they vary. These two types of chanting control the positive and the negative flow of the body. That's going as a group or going as part of a group. But when one leads and all follow, we have now the third movement. And that is different, because the person that leads must lead with a certain level of consciousness every time he leads. He must pull consciousness, he must bring consciousness down all the time. And therefore, he must be able to enter subtle levels of consciousness within himself to make it transfer into the atmosphere. This type of chanting is different. This chanting is therapeutic. Because where that consciousness can go and synchronize with the life field, it will cause results to occur in the atmosphere. So, you remember years ago on TV, there was a person who said, sing along with, and a great many people were, in spite of the fact, didn't know why they were getting well and happy, because Mitch was pulling in his buoyancy or self-relationship down into the group. This has a greater effect in song therapy than just a group singing together or separating parts and parts. The chants that we're going to cover have subtle meanings, and we must know the meaning before we can really get the benefit of it. The one we will take as we start is, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget you, I will never forsake you. I will never forget you, I will never forsake you. The way it's written and the way it's said, you may jump to the conclusion or interpretation that is, you are telling God to listen to your heart song and that you would not forget him and you would not forsake him. And you may work up into a pathos, into a empathy feeling. You may work up into a state of grief and yearning and great conviction to the Lord. When the very chant was never designed for that purpose. because that would be the illusion of the chant. That would be working in a different relationship. The chant was not designed for that. The chant is designed for the reverse. It is God who is saying, listen, listen to my heart song. I am in the heart principle. I flow through you as blood, but within the blood is the life force. And this inner pulsation is my eternal beating. Now, when you separate yourself from it, then you have illness. When you synchronize it, as you did when you were in the mother's womb, being formed in the process of formation, it does not forsake you, it does not forget you. So when we return back to the heart song and realize that it's a creative principle telling us from that creative consciousness at a lower level of consciousness by internal mechanics that we are one and the same, and we can't be separated, we can't be forgotten, then our so-called anxiety, our so-called heart pressures and problems of the heart and illnesses of the heart, physical, psychological, parapsychological, all disappear for the first time. Automatically, it is the fastest way to recycle yourself. You've heard the term recycling and you've been involved in partial type recycling. We are getting into more and more scientific approach to recycling on an inner basis of your nature. You are using the chant now to recycle yourself out of tremendous psychological problems. But at the same time, you must know where the energy flows from and flows to. In order to tap it, you must be able to recognize the symptoms as they move through your body and how to stay with the flow that you get the best results. Otherwise, it just becomes singing. And I remember reading one time where Yogananda went to a church and he heard the choir master lead the choir in a great deal of singing. And it was all over. They came over and said to him, "Sir, how do you like our choir?" And he looked for a long time around the church, didn't want to answer the man, and finally said, "I heard good music, but no devotion." See, the last word really took the choir master for a reaction. He couldn't understand what he meant. Merely singing and not knowing and not integrating does not bring therapy. It gives you elation. It gives you entertainment. But integrating and knowing what is going on and synchronizing comes devotion. That is energy drawn back in from within your nature to center itself on its true source. Emotion is energy going away from its source and scattering itself. Devotion is energy drawn back and centering on its source. Now, if we and the Father are one, if we and life energy are one and the same thing by virtue of consciousness, then inward centering is the realization we're looking for, the inner platform to center on. So in the chanting, you're going now, not what has been taught years ago or what you hear, you're going to something deeper inside, to open doors of consciousness that have never been opened before by chanting. So what I want you to do now is forget that you have arms and legs and just think you're nothing but a straight little worm. Just swing. You know, they say the cobra sways to music. Swaying is a means of loosening up the energy in the spinal column. All the energies tend to settle around the joints, but they flow from those joints back into the spine, up to the head. And they flow away from the head, down back to the spine, into those joints. And they settle by gravity. And they settle by impact and shock. If the mind starts centering and swaying like a flower or a tree in the wind, this particular swaying or undulating movement is synchronization, is withdrawing from those locations where the energy is settling and starting to move back now up through the spine into the head. So you feel yourself. Now, when we chant, don't be in a hurry just to follow somebody. You must feel the need to make the sound. So many of us are going to chant all at one time, and many of us are not going to feel the chant at the same time. As one person leads the chant, wherever you feel to come in on the chant, you come in. When you don't feel to come in, don't come in. But chant, whatever word you want to chant or whatever verse you want to chant, come along into it. So to stay in alpha level, you have to keep your eyes at the point between the eyebrows. So it's half open, half closed. The swaying is an automatic pulsation. So most plants, while they are able to pick up the life vibrations and read your emotions quicker, is because they are staying in that level all the time. The flower is always turned up. The leaves are always turned up. And the human body is patterned after that and will have the same inner experiences. So learn to feel. Feel what you are. Feel the mechanics of your inner mechanism. Feel those pulsations. Don't be in a hurry to join the leader who chants. Whenever you feel the need to express, it'll come out. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee.
forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forsake thee. The Lord is saying to you, who is a creation, and he being the creator cannot forsake you in this creation of light. And though we may not know it and feel we are separated from him, he is assuring us that we are not forsaken here. If we hold fast, he will pull us out of the illusion himself. It is his commitment to his creation. We as a creation must simply watch, listen, and be receptive. He as a creator is obligated to satisfy our needs. And the last need, most important one, is the release from the illusion of the creation. Our obligation is to watch, to listen, and be receptive. If you find yourself yawning, that's the very first sign of release. You're breaking the stress patterns in the endocrine system. You're releasing yourself from the shock of the environment upon the cells. So if you want to yawn, go ahead and yawn. If you want to stretch, go ahead and stretch. Let the whole body unlock itself. All from the shoulder blades, the neck. Remember, where the joints are, there is where the energy is locked up. The energy should be flowing from the base of the spine freely up to the top of the head and away from the joints. And the easiest way to get it away from the joints is to undulate or to sway. Hence the origin of the religious dances. And the yawning is evidence that the body is breaking through the stress patterns. The solar plexus is letting go. The seat of all your emotional hang-ups. It's the clover leaf of the blocked up energy. And the neck is the area where everything goes into what is called bottlenecking, traffic jam. So if you find that joint there not loose or and it's tight, you have a traffic jam of the energy movements. Just let it go. If you want to yawn, that's a very good sign that you're unblocking. You're unblocking all those patterns, all those impressions and tendencies that have been stored up. Not only of this life, from the time you were born, but also tendencies prior in the prenatal state, in the womb state, also tendencies prior to the prenatal state, tendencies from the various life forms in the process of evolution. Now we're going to do something that nobody ever thought of. When we were kids, they told us to pull our ears because we were naughty. Well, we're going to give our ears a good massage. And remember, God is not forsaking us. He's the life force in us. The human ear is the fetus upside down. It has every principal point in the human ear, like a baby in the womb, upside down. The tip of the ears is the eye and the head. Top of the ears is the buttocks. So give yourself a good spanking by pulling up the top. And you relieve a lot of tensions and anxieties that your parents didn't do for you when you were young. And they didn't pull your ears and got you straightened out. Now you can unblock. Let it go out.
You recommend 20 years for our kids?
Yes. Mr. Johnson had the right idea for his dog. Massage it, especially around the top, because it controls the sciatic nerve, which is the largest nerve through the whole body, that runs up in the lower base of the spine, the legs. And as you massage that, you'll unblock a great deal of tension that comes from the lower back and pains that come from the lower back. If you find it sore inside, then you know there's something wrong somewhere in the mechanism that's unblocked, needs to be unblocked. Now the back of the ears, just push upwards. Take the finger and push upwards. Remember, we listen with our ears, so sound currents do affect us via the ear. And we are formed by the sound current, therefore the ear is a very important principle. It's the only tissue in the body that retains some of the fine tissues of the fetus. We cannot lose that part. That is why when you pierce the ear, there is no sensation. And in modern therapy today, addiction is corrected by working on the earlobes and the outer core of the ear. All drug addiction is corrected now by ear therapy. Auricular therapy is the technique of correcting addiction. Now we can correct it ourselves. If our parents had pulled our ears a couple of times when we were young, we solve. See, we become listening to your parents, listening to the heart song. See, if you had listened to the heart song and knew that didn't forsake you, then you would not go off in tangents. Our job is to listen. Now, as we manipulate and massage the ears, we also activate the extrasensory auditional functions of the brain. It's a natural phenomenon for the brain to pick up extrasensory, and yet it's synchronized to the brain by the ears. The ears are the key. They are the antenna. Okay.
Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo.
Om Namo.
Shivaya.
Shivaya.
Om Namo.
Om Namo.
Shivaya.
Shivaya.
Bhagavan.
Hey, Bhagavan.
Hey, Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Hey 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 Bhagavan. Hey, Bhagavan.
Hey, Bhagavan.
Hey, Bhagavan.
Hey. thou through endless day and night.
Only 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 thou, assuager of all sorrows.
Only thou,
only thou, O giver of tomorrows.
Only thou. Thank you.
down through endless days and nights.
Hold me down through endless days and nights.
Hold me down as sway your voice falls.
Hold me down as sway your voice falls.
Only thou, O giver of the world.
Only thou, O giver of the world.
Only thou. My Lord, I will be thine always.
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 devotees they come,
devotees they go,
devotees they go,
devotees they come,
devotees they go,
devotees they go,
devotees they go.
But my Lord, I will be thine always.
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 When I die,
look into mine eyes.
Look into my eyes.
When I die,
look into mine eyes.
Look into my eyes.
They will meet to say,
my Lord, I will be thine always.
My Lord, I will be thine always.
My Lord, I will be thine always.
I may go far.
I may go far.
Farther than the stars.
Farther than the stars.
I may go far.
I may go far.
Farther than the stars.
Farther than the stars.
But my Lord, I will be thine always.
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 Devotees may come.
Devotees may come.
Devotees may go.
Devotees may go.
Devotees will come.
Devotees may come.
Devotees may go.
Devotees may go.
But my Lord, I will be thine always.
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 When I die, look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
When I die, look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
They will mutely say,
they will mutely say,
my Lord, I will be thine always.
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 I may go far.
I may go far.
Farther than the stars.
I may go far,
farther than the stars,
farther than the stars.
But my Lord, I will be thine always.
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 Devotees may come.
Devotees may come.
Devotees may go.
Devotees may go.
Devotees may come.
Devotees may come.
Devotees may go.
Devotees may go.
But my Lord, I will be thine always.
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 When I die, look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
When I die, look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
They will mutely say,
they will mutely say,
my Lord, I will be thine always.
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 Bhagavan, 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 I will be thine always.
I will be thine always.
I will be thine always.
Gloria Mundi.